Normally, I would have just put this at the end of the last episode, but since we had around 20 minutes of bloopers and outtakes from the recording of the April episode, I've decided to release it as its own separate thing rather than making the prior episode any longer than it needed to be, because it was already nearly an hour and a half long. And yes, we have done long episodes in the past, but we're looking to make them shorter. So without any further ado, here are the outtakes from our April 2019 podcast recording. I have listened to over 100 episodes of podcasts in the last week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I have a problem.
Or the solution to a different problem.
No, no, no. I'm not giving myself that much credit. I do not deserve that much credit.
Fair enough. Let it be on the record. I tried.
When I said at the beginning, I think I've listened to 3 dozen Avengers podcasts in the last week. I was not kidding.
Oh my God.
I think I have sought out 3 dozen at least different episodes about Endgame, because
somehow you're a bigger podcast head than I am.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed by this.
Apparently the term is podcat, as a person who listens to podcasts.
No. We got away from cats and dogs. I'm not doing this.
Oh,
no.
Oh, please just call it podcat.
No. Last time I did miss a great rant I went on at the end, which is unfortunate, but
We've given you a lot to work with, I think. So
yeah.
I think
yes,
it's a very safe cut.
You have given me a lot of crap to work with.
Both of these things will just make Zach's life a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot to make up for it. And obviously, like, if you can't, then you can't. But those two things definitely go a long way. And then also, you're going to notice, like, my chair here, as wonderful as it is, can definitely have some squeaky noises. So I'm going to be sitting on my bed, or if you have if anything that's stable and doesn't have like a bunch of back and forth, like you can hear that creaking, right?
Yes.
So if you can, if you can, something that is not that will help.
I'm at an angle on my couch. Is that okay?
Yeah. Couch is cushioning. You're at an angle to the wall.
Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound fine. Like again, the mic will be better and it will be great when we have it. But it's not like, oh man, the audio's just been so miserable that Zach couldn't do anything with it. And like, it's not that. These are just things that can help.
As you've been talking about all of this, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been deliberately squeaking my chair.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I've noticed it. I thought that was Chase for a second.
That was me being a jerk, is what that was.
Get all your squeaks out now.
I haven't heard any of the BTS stuff, or I live under a rock. But
same.
That's fine. This is why I'm the one who makes the show notes. Sorry for being out of town the last 4 days, so I couldn't make it earlier, but.
I couldn't look at it. I was at work until
you literally did not have, like, I did not make this for you.
He finished this at like, he finished this like 50 minutes ago.
Oh,
hour and a half. Thank you very much.
Sure. If you sleep better saying that, sure.
Yeah. Hold on. When did I send it to you? I don't know, man. The good news is there are timestamps on the comments, so we'll know for sure in a second.
But you know what's the good news on my side here? I control the edit.
You wield a powerful weapon.
Wow. Oh, no. It's even worse than you gave me credit for. Oh, man. That was, wait, only 40. You know what? I'm just going to, I would like to redact my previous claims. I'd like to apologize to everyone.
For the record, he sent me the show notes at 5:15 p.m. Eastern time. It is currently 5:55 p.m. Eastern time. So I gave you an extra 10 minutes of credit.
I see your concern. In retrospect, in hindsight, perhaps this one is on me, though. Obviously, Zach, you have a lot of history with K-pop. Shay, you do as well.
I still find it hilarious. I don't have nearly the history you think
it's
I do.
It's more than me.
It's definitely more than me.
To it like maybe a year longer than you. Maybe.
Wait, when did you get into K-pop?
Mid-2016. And even then, it wasn't until early 2017 that I went beyond just a few groups.
That's okay. A year and a half above me. Shay obviously is our biggest veteran. She has been here. So like, but like,
you've been the resident veteran.
With Shay's absence, I've been the one with history.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I started like 2012, 2013.
Yeah. So Shay.
Yeah, that's dinosaurs compared to us.
You know, Zach, it's not equivalent of like, you know, the teacher's out sick and so someone has to step up into the job. Maybe you haven't finished your training course yet. Maybe this was like your you were shadowing someone that day. And but someone's gotta step up and do it, man. So you filled that role until Shay could come back.
I'm also just really good at bullshitting things. I would be a great con artist if not for the fact I lack the con part of con artist.
That, you know, I do think that might hold you back. If you have no idea what a show is, it's a lot easier to give it 45 minutes of your time than an hour and 45 minutes of your time. And I'm not dumb enough to think we're going to stick with 45 minutes. I've heard us talk before. But that's the kind of thing that we're moving towards, I think, is just getting things just a little bit sharper across the board. And as you see, we're not even going to pretend like we're going to do a draft. It's going to be 60 seconds for each of us at the end, which I think works great. I think it's been a great format.
Yeah, I'm thinking, watch us actually get through it fast enough to be able to have the time for a draft now that we think, nope, there's no way we're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. I think having a little bit of a shorter show with something like that is fine if we somehow get there. I don't think we're going to.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Like, that's one thing, but like the weird first name, like one of the guys, when I was like a peer leader back in high school, his name was Xanthos. Excuse me, Xanthos.
Oh,
Xanthos
was awesome. Yeah, that's a fun name. You can get behind that. But here's the thing: my parents almost named me Stratton, and so that's what I remember. Whenever I think, hey, maybe a weird name would have been. Oh wait, no, I should not ever wish that my parents had that power or inclination, because it would have been real bad.
Yeah, your parents would not have named you Xanthos. They would have named you
Stratton, literally Stratton. Which, by the way, is literally the city in which my parents met and fell in love. Which, do you want to be named after the place that your parents like?
My name would be Bordeaux, and that's a terrible name.
I like it better than Stratton, but it is not great. Okay, yeah, you can tell these auto-generated because I just got the word butt water.
Me too. This is really, they've oh, they made it a name. Okay.
Yeah.
Katie's Remember, which has Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah.
No.
Oh, is any of that supposed to mean anything to me?
You know what, Zach? I'm so happy for you that it doesn't.
I'm glad you don't know.
That's so Kristen and I have had to for the Billboard Hot 100.
We've had many run-ins. Many run-ins,
Dolla Sign, which, by the way, he has a dollar sign as the S of
I noticed.
So it's Ty Dolla Sign Ein, I guess. That's like, meh.
We're coming at this from the perspective of an industry that has a name with parentheses capital G and parentheses capital I dash capital D capital L capital E.
Fair.
Makes about as much sense.
Shay, do you remember I sent this to you? The terrible, terrible name.
The list
that's coming out for a group that's coming out soon. I think it's Only One Of, right? There's a group called Only One Of. There are seven of
only,
them.
Okay, I still like that better than Purples. Purples?
Purples.
Purples. Purples, not purple. P-U-R-F-L-E-S. That still upset me.
I'm upset.
So much.
I'm upset. Like,
if you're going for a sexy concept, dance music, why would you name yourself that? Why would anyone name themselves that? But that, if they're like a cutesy group, then at least to be like, oh, like you're trying to say you misspelled it on purpose, but no.
You know, my favorite is that you literally can't Google it because only one of gets you million. Like, even if you say only one of K-pop new group, 604 million results. Like, yeah. Like, I understand that this is not my problem, but the SEO for them is going to be garbage. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
How? Why? Why is really the question, I think, ultimately.
Yeah, there was. I remember spending forever trying to track down, because I think going through Google, I think trying to find Dreamcatcher, one of their albums was called Eclipse. And searching Dreamcatcher and Eclipse gets you a lot of things that aren't the K-pop group.
That's true.
It gets you a lot of new agey shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of drugs were involved in the making of the things that you saw in that search.
Oh, yeah. Are we ever going to get to this song? Or are we just writing it off based off of Ty Dolla Dolla alone?
Ty Dolla Dolla, the sequel to Dolla Dolla by ITZY. Let's go again.
We're going to fight over that song, no.
We'll have to save it till the end of the year, my man.
I tapped out. Yeah. Keep going. The lyrics. I mean, I tapped out like a minute ago.
Oh no!
But I listen. Yeah, it might be that I'm tired, but that's not my kind of music. So
the lyrics are surprisingly sexual, like graphically,
like incredibly. Yeah, I
way more than other people.
I didn't even register lyrics.
The whole thing is, you remember how we had the good sex, you know, like the really good sex.
We had that good sex.
It was real good. Just, you remember, right? You know how you know that sex is good? You have to ask if the person remembers. That's when you know it really went well.
That good. I feel like Zach listening to Card when he just. Yeah. Zoned out when the guy
started. See, I actually, during the song, I knew I didn't like it, so you started it. I got up and ran to the bathroom because I'm like, you know what? I would rather do this now, and I don't want to pay attention to the song. I'm not interested.
Oh, no. I know this. I've heard of this.
Yeah, 1-9. This is their debut.
It's actually, you know what it's actually called?
What is it?
It's like in parentheses. I looked them up because I'm like, there better be 9 of them. Under 19. It's called Under 19 because they're all. Yeah.
No.
Why do they spell it that way, though?
Because, I mean, Teen Top sold themselves like once they're all.
No.
They were going to change
the name.
Or why would they sell themselves as Under 19?
Here's the thing. I get that the name is stupid. That part I follow. But it's spelled 1-9. How are you supposed to get under 19 from that?
On the 19, yeah. On the 19, yeah. Wait, no, it's one the nine.
Does kind of sound like under. I guess you can.
Nine.
And it's only nine. There's no second one there.
Don't. Ask me, like, what this is just what it said when I looked it up, and it says under 19. It's from the survival show Under 19. 1-9 is from Under 19.
Oh, okay,
I guess all the contestants on the show were under 19.
Okay,
why is this your debut video? This is so sad.
It's not a great debut vid.
I think they just looked at like every other guy group that had a like debut so far this year and is like, how can we be different? I know. Let's just get real sad together. That's our brand.
I thought it just looked like, do you know what? We don't have money. Let's do the lowest budget version of this we can. We'll have really nice cameras, but we're going to go to a dark field and have, like, we won't pay for sets.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's like being shot at, like, it doesn't even look as good as, like, a high school football field at, like, 1 a.m.
They snuck into the middle school field. To film this.
And their lights are too bright on them, so it's actually like very unflattering lighting.
It absolutely
for them.
Washes
it's
them
the
out.
Aesthetic, Shay.
They did the scorpion dance. That's impressive, but everyone does a scorpion dance now. Their clothes are terrible. And it's not even like you could be like, oh, that one's wearing tight pants. At least he has nice legs.
Yeah. It's unremarkable. It's not taking any risks.
Or he was taking the wrong risks.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not even exemplative. Like, the most personality we're getting is the Rainbow Strike Man, and I don't like the personality.
That's not even his personality, it's just his clothes.
Hey,
he's not doing anything. His clothes are doing all the talking for him.
Hey, guys.
Yes, but in K-pop, clothes hold importance, especially in a debut.
Well, hold up. Because
I do, but usually you have like three outfits in a debut.
To say something.
Yeah.
And this is not going to help where we're standing on this song, by the way. Apparently, they're saying this is the pre-debut, not the debut.
Oh, it's like, okay. Think of this and then Hollywood.
His pre-debut had 5 songs on the mini album. So is that a pre-debut?
What?
Okay. At point, if you release it's X.
That's not a whole debut.
It's a debut.
Remember Stray Kids' first album called Mixtape? That was before their debut.
This is so stupid.
Elevator was pre-debut. That was a legit album.
Yeah.
It had photos. It's quite thick.
You know what happens when you release an album? You debut. That's what that word means. I understand. K-pop has required me to not...
I think... Some groups that do this whole pre-debut bullshit are just scared to actually debut, and they want to get feedback before they debut.
Well, the thing is, a lot of groups do pre-debut things. It's usually just not like this. They'll do a lot of things like shows around Korea, like around Seoul, or like bus games, see what response they get, or build up a fan base before they actually come out.
Like when you release 6 songs almost to an international audience up in a very permanent place, you know, people can link to this video for as long as YouTube exists. You know, that feels different.
I mean, also the thing is like they started from a show specifically. So what they're also banking on is that they already have fans who've watched the show and they're like, they're finally coming out. So they're pre-attached to the people, so they're glad that they're doing anything.
It's just
words mean things.
Exactly. It's such a transparent marketing strategy that I just like. Yeah, what if the words didn't mean the words, and we could build artificial hype for the next song? Because a comeback apparently does not build enough hype. You have to have it. You want to cash in on the debut hype twice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even something of like, yes, Luna was like the highest level of bullshit. Of, you know, their pre-debut went on for 2 years, but at least they were doing something interesting and kind of unique with it.
Well, they're pretty much, they're trying pretty much doing what EXO did, but with like a bigger scale.
Right, but they're like, okay, we're going to introduce everyone individually. You will get a solo song from everyone, and you'll get a preview of what the subunits will be like, and then we'll do the whole group. And I'm like, okay, that's at least interesting. As opposed to, we're just going to release an album, but we're not going to do a debut stage on any of the shows, so it's not technically going to be a debut.
Oh no, he has a mullet. Okay, I'm already...
Oh no.
I have a mullet. And your shoes match the couch. Okay. Oh no, is his hair... His hair is a little point... Please tell me he doesn't. Okay. It might come to a point in the front.
It does.
Well, you have a chance to get the worst of both a jean jacket and a plaid shirt. You gotta take it. You know? That's
it's kind of a thing right now that I don't like.
It's also asymmetrical.
Also, this is really a small pet peeve in the broad scale of things, but there are multiple people in every shot of this video. For a video called Lonely, I feel like any shot of just one of them, you know, like just a little, bit. I don't know.
He was alone for the first.
I guess after the second couch part, he had a second before the backup. This is just it's like the literal opposite. Also, if your song's called Lonely and you have a feature, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna move on. It's fine. It's fine. I'm done with this song. It can't hurt me anymore. I close the tab.
We're good.
It can't hurt me if I close the tab. That's how that works, right?
Wait, what? Huh?
Where do you stand on?
So, I did.
I'm doing the heart.
Oh no, it's everyone's portrait. The Zach's in Twice's colors.
Oh, okay.
I have Monsta X's. I yeah. just used because Twice that and
did not click Black with Twice, me at all.
Blackpink and G Idol don't really have one, so I went based off of some yeah. of their albums.
Huh. Interesting.
He's really good at this.
I did not even notice. Yeah.
you also.
Everyone listening, hire Shay to make your stuff. She puts the thought and effort in.
We should probably cut back in with something clean for Zach because it'll be a nightmare if we don't. I'll climb it a little bit. 3, 2. But what did draw you to this one?
We spent so much time on so many things that my brain is blanking at the moment. Last time I forgot like the last half dozen songs we did, so I'm like, oh good, I only forgot one this time. Okay. It's coming back to me now.